and welcome to this hashtag Be Active Wales podcast, part of a whole series of home workouts, nutrition and wellbeing tips and advice brought to you by Sport Wales. I'm Shauna Dafydd, and in this podcast, we're focusing on mental health. Now, these are strange times indeed under lockdown because of coronavirus, and it's so important that we take the time to focus on our minds as well as our bodies. So, I've been speaking to two of the biggest names in Welsh sport, both Olympians to boot, that's Jamie Bulch and Jazz Carling, and we'll hear from them in a minute or two. But for the science, we were joined by Sport Wales psychologist Chris Beaumont, who works with some of Wales's top athletes. I started with Chris and asked what advice he had for people who, like me, are struggling a bit to find some sort of routine and structure in their lives at the moment.
Yeah, so I think we are going through this period. It's a bit unprecedented and there's a lot of uncertainty floating around. So throughout that, one of the key things is actually giving yourself some sort of routine and some sort of structure. So the big things about routines are they're part of our everyday lives. So when you're normally going to work in any other circumstance, you'd get up at a certain time, do certain things, and you'd follow a routine, which for a lot of us has kind of gone out the window at the moment. But allowing yourself to establish and actually spending some time to come up with a new routine for what your day looks like now could be really important. Because one of the big things with all the anxiety and stress floating around is routines actually let you feel in control. So a lot of the things that are causing people a lot of stress and anxiety right now, we're not necessarily in control of, but having a routine gives you something to focus on. It allows you to be in control of things. And it also brings back some of that normality.
Jamie and Jazz, we'll start with you, Jazz. What structures have you put into place to make sure you've got a routine at home?
Yeah, it's been difficult. I think the first few days, I've described it as a bit like a bank holiday weekend where you feel like you've got time, the sun was out, and you just kind of feel like, oh, you've got all this time and you don't often have this kind of freedom. But I soon realised that just wasn't going to work in the long run. And I was really struggling without that kind of structure, routine, and having a bit of a plan. And this week I've actually started it. I did it on Sunday. I wrote out a bit of a weekly plan, what I wanted to try and get out of this week. Write down little bits of exercise in there as well to keep me a bit more positive. But also I think I'm more likely to stick to it if it's actually on paper and I've got to try and stick to that plan. So I think, it has been quite challenging and some days are better than others. Some days I feel really motivated to do lots of new things and other days I feel quite flat. But I think that's how it's going to be quite normal for everyone, is to have some of those days. Some days are going to be harder than others.
And Jamie, how have you gone about to establish a routine?
Yes, it is strange times right now. But for me, you know, I feel very fortunate that my normal lifestyle is pretty much doing what I'm doing now. I work for myself. I have my own home office. So I'm pretty much at home most of the time, unless it's in meetings, which I can't do right now. But what I find is, you know, at these times now is, you know, you have got to make more of a mindful effort to do, make sure you go out that once a day, make sure you're active, make sure you're doing something which is a little bit stretched from what you would normally do. So one of the things which I've been doing, and I've been doing it for a while anyway, but I'm really emphasizing on it, is going out for the morning walk as soon as I get up for 45 minutes for an hour. And I've actually been using social media to tell other people to do that. And what I'm finding is with the general public who don't know anything, or a lot of people don't know about health, nutrition, and all that side of things, I'm finding that a lot of people are reaching out for help. And for myself and people like Jazz, if we can sort of like help these people right now in getting them a routine into some sort of fitness regime, which they can hopefully take into their lives going forward when this is all over, I think it'll be a good thing.
Chris, I know you wanted to mention something about the importance of having a strong support network around you.
Yeah, so I think at this time, obviously, we're in a very, everyone's in the same position in terms of being able to go out and the social contacts that we can get. And we know from a mental health, from a well-being perspective, the importance of having people around you, of actually having those social connections. So I think one of the important things for people at this time is actually understand who your support network is. So who are the people that you can talk to? Who are the people you can reach out to? And actually establishing some way of communicating with them and figuring out what's the best way to interact with people. So whether that's, you know, over the internet, whether it's phoning people, what does that look like for you and the different people? and making sure you do have people that you can go and talk to. And I'm well aware there'll be people listening to this who might have quite limited support networks. So actually, for those guys, it's even more important to make sure there are people they can reach out to. Because one of the big things at the moment is you might be struggling with certain things here and feeling anxious, but there'll be so many people who are feeling the same sort of thing. So actually, right now, it's okay if you're not okay some days. But what can really help is making sure you're interacting with people and talking to people, and establishing those support networks and the way to communicate with people is really, really important.
Yeah, I find myself, you know, I go up to my mum and dad's every other Sunday for Sunday lunch, you know, and I love that I still go up there. And I'm finding I'm just checking in on them all the time, you know, that concern, and that you suddenly realize how much you know, everyone knows that I love my mum and dad, but it's one of those things, you suddenly realize how much you do love your family and you do love your friends in times like these. So what I found, it's brought people closer together, which has been lovely. And because we're all in the same thing on a global level, it's not just Wales, it's global.
Yeah, I think it's definitely brought so many people together. And also it's made us a bit more creative, and we realize that we can actually do so many different things. Like playing trivia against my mum has been hilarious. And so many different games that you can play online. And even seeing some of the videos of people like singing outside of different places and trying to bring people together that way and just bring a smile to people's faces. It's just been so special. And I think it's been amazing to see so many people be so kind and thoughtful and actually bringing a lot of us together on what is such a heartbreaking situation.
A lot of people now are working from home whilst balancing a lot of things like childcare and a lot of other commitments, and they may be finding it really hard to have time for everything right now, whilst others, understandably, are going through a lot of anxiety. Chris, what would your advice be to those people who are finding everything a bit much at the moment?
Yeah, I think balance is probably the critical thing here. I think actually allowing yourself to have a bit of time for yourself. So self-care is a phrase that we talk about understanding what's important to you and making sure you're trying to make as much time for yourself. I think if there is a lot of anxiety or stress floating around for people, which understandably there will be, a couple of quick things that people can do. Firstly, ask yourself what it is that's actually causing you any sort of anxiety. And is it something that you can control? Because a lot of the time, certainly I see it in sports quite a lot, we worry about things we have no control over. So actually then try and focus on the things you are in control of. I do a lot of work with athletes on actually helping improve their mindfulness skills and helping them connect with what they're experiencing in the present moment. And that's great for sporting performance, but it's really, really good from a mental health and well-being perspective as well. And there's so much stuff out there that people can connect to. There are apps, there's information that can be really useful for people.
Before we carry on, I think it's worth explaining a little bit more about Sport Wales's Be Active Wales campaign, or hashtag Be Active Wales, and how it's there to help people regardless of age or fitness levels. So Sport Wales have developed a series of workout videos from gentle to advanced, and I've seen the advanced videos and trust me, they're pretty tough. So you can find all of these workouts along with other videos and articles about nutrition and well-being, along with lots of links to other information about the benefits of keeping yourself fit and active on the Sport Wales website. Just search hashtag BeActiveWales on social media and you can find loads of more information, or visit the Sport Wales website, which is www.sport.wales, and click on Be Active Wales. Back to the chat then, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about what Jazz and Jamie have been doing, whether they've tried anything new and what benefits they have found. Here's Jamie.
So I've been doing yoga, and being an athlete, I'm the stiffest human being in the world, right? So don't look at me thinking, oh yeah, he's going to be good at yoga. It's the complete opposite, you know. So for me to do yoga has been brilliant for my mindset. The one thing which I wish I'd done it when I was an athlete. And I absolutely loved it, doing yoga at home, using the Zoom call and just watching all these people all in this course. And you just sat there, you know, it's brilliant, you know. So I highly recommend trying to get into something which stills your mind, which you can slow off and be in the present moment.
I've been doing a bit of yoga, and I also find the breathing things, even just 5 minutes, I did it a lot when I was an athlete, especially around competition when it's quite a stressful environment. And just simple tips around breathing can just relax you doing deep breathing. So I've used that for a number of years and I'd really recommend it. It's just when you're feeling a bit stressed or anxious, it just relaxes you and just brings you back. So I think, I've been doing it all and I'd really recommend it.
Jazz and Jamie, how are you managing to find the time to work out at the moment? And what advice do you have for other people?
Up until very recently, I was going to the gym 3-4 times a week with Colin Jackson and my partner. So that's all obviously all stopped now. But I'm very lucky that I've got the background to sort of know what to do if you haven't got a gym space, you know, press ups, sit ups, etc., going for walks. So, the one thing which I am going to be doing, and I've been saying it on my social media recently, saying, look, I'm going to start doing classes for people, but I want to do classes for basic people who've never done stuff before. I don't want to do the Olympic stuff. I want to do stuff which the layman can do, you know, 5 press-ups, 5 sit-ups, not the 100, and seeing how far we can go with it. So, it's so much information out there right now, even just doing this is brilliant to educate, you know, the people listening. And if me and Jazz and the rest of us can all help out, it's a great thing.
I'm similar to Jamie, really. Got into the gym after retiring from competitive sport. And I've been going to the gym probably 4-5 times a week, most weeks. And I've been trying to do some kind of home stuff, similar to Jamie, mainly body weight. Just working on certain movements, and it's actually amazing at how strong you can get at certain positions and movements and how good it is for you. So I've been mainly doing that. I'm very lucky to have a watt bike in my garage, so I've been on that quite a lot as well, and just walking and things like that, just trying to keep moving. I think that's one of the most important things, because I've gone through it about a week ago. I was just stuck on the sofa for a few days and didn't really have the motivation to want to do anything. But I know I feel so much better when I do. So it's just trying to, again, stick back to that routine, get it planned in the diary and figure out when you're going to do it, because I promise it'll make you feel so much better.
Chris, I think you wanted to touch on this. I think it's really important that people don't fall into that trap of just being on the sofa, watching box sets and films all day. It's really important that they get that structure in, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a big part of that comes down to mindset. So I know we used the word balance before. Having a balance is really important here. And I think the mindset that you bring into this is going to be critical. So people viewing this as a difficult situation, or this is going to be really tough, this is going to be hard, actually, you might find it more tough and you might find it more difficult. Whereas actually, if you look at it and you try and reframe it a little bit, which I spend a lot of time at the moment talking to athletes about, actually, what are the opportunities here? So there's a really nice analogy that one of my colleagues came up with, which it might sound a bit strange, but bear with me. If you think about caterpillars, right? At one point, a caterpillar goes into a cocoon, and at the end of that process, it comes out as a butterfly. So we're all essentially cocooned right now. So the conversation I'm having with athletes is, when you emerge from this cocoon state, what is it you actually want to look like? What is it? Do you want to be this butterfly? Do you want to be the same sort of caterpillar you were before? So what are the things you want to look like at the end of this process? And actually, how are you going to use this time to get there? What are the goals that you need to set yourself to actually develop and improve whatever area it is right now that actually we don't have time to go out and go to work, or we're not doing what we normally do? So what are the opportunities here? And therefore, what do you want to look like at the end of that?
That's so good. I love that. Jamie and Jazz, what are you guys doing at home to make sure that you stay focused? And have you guys got any goals that you're working towards?
Well, I think it's put us all into a shift of wanting to be fit and healthy, you know. Luckily for me, over the last couple of years, I've tried to get myself fitter, fitter and fitter. And in fact, I'm really chuffed at the moment, because I'm pretty much the same weight I raced at in 1996. Which I'm baffled by. I'm thinking, how did I do that? You know, I ever become very big, but I've got myself there. And it is about mindset. It is focusing on something which you want to achieve. And the one thing which makes it really easy, if you can do it with someone else.
I think for me, I'm trying to change my language a little bit. So instead of using things like, oh, we're on lockdown, all the kind of negative words that you were stuck, I'm not work, I've lost work, and all those kinds of things, I'm just trying to change my language to talk a bit more positive to myself and say things like opportunity, it's a chance to develop, focus on new things, try out new things. I'm trying to learn how to do a proper handstand as I've not been able to do one for a long time. So just finding new ways and just trying to use my language to myself and to everyone around me that's just a bit more positive, a bit more upbeat, that's actually going to bring the best out of people, I guess.
Jazz and Jamie, could you give the viewers any tips or suggestions or exercises that you're doing to practice gratitude right now?
So the one thing which I do every time I go to bed is I thank the world of what it's given me that day. So I'll thank people who have come into my life. I'll thank the opportunity that I've managed to wake up that morning. And I'll just be very grateful that I'm here. I'll be very grateful I'm happy and I'm healthy. You know, when you start thanking the world of how great it is and being grateful, at first you feel a bit stupid doing it, you know, but then eventually it becomes normal. I felt silly when I first did yoga because yoga is, you know, not meant for the sprinter, you know what I mean? You know, and then suddenly I find it kind of strange that people don't do yoga, you know what I mean? Because I know how great it is for me. So start off. You've got to start somewhere. You're not going to be an expert overnight, and just start off thanking the world why we're here, you know?
Yeah, I think exactly the same. It's reminding yourself of the things that are good, that are going well, that you are in control of, as we spoke of before. And just reminding yourself and reaching out to friends if you've lost touch or things, just reach out to people, tell them how much you love them, how much you enjoy them, and appreciate people more. I think it's brought a lot more people together that maybe have lost touch, and we all get caught up in our busy lifestyles, but just being able to reach out and build some of those relationships back that maybe you've been a bit lost due to the lifestyles that we all live. But just those things like that, and friendly reminders just to think of all those things that we are really grateful for.
When you talk about gratitude, I think one of the things that we do know is actually spending a bit of time thinking about the things that we are grateful for, rather than thinking about the things that we're missing or the things that aren't here, can be a really powerful thing for increasing mood, increasing happiness. And actually writing those things down and actually engaging with that process can be really positive for people.
And that was a really good place to finish things. My thanks to Jamie Balsh, Jazz Carlin and Chris Beaumont for their knowledge and their experience. I really hope you guys found that chat useful. Now, don't forget, there is lots of information, practical exercises and workouts for everyone, regardless of age, size or fitness levels, on the Be Active Wales section of the Sport Wales website. Just go to www.sport.wales or search hashtag Be Active Wales on social media. When you're there, you'll see a video version of this podcast so you can see what we all look like and have a little nosy into Jazz and Jamie's homes. At the end of the video as well, you'll also find some really useful mindfulness tips from Chris Beaumont, just some things to think about to help us get through this. Well, thank you all for listening. Diolch yn fawr am wrando. Take care and stay safe.